Discerning Hearts presents How to Pray, A Practical Guide to the Spiritual Life by David Torkington. In this chapter, David reflects on the sacrament of the present moment. The present moment is always full of infinite treasures. It contains far more than you have the capacity to hold. Jean-Pierre de Caussade. God cannot be encountered in the past or in the future, but only in what de Caussade called the sacrament of the present moment. This is the only moment when time touches eternity and the human and the divine meet.
Whenever you watch any sport at the highest level, you cannot but be impressed by the dedication of the participants. It's the quality of their single-mindedness that draws the attention. The moment they begin their preparation, it's as if they entered into a time-free zone where they're able to put everything out of their minds in such a way that they can live fully in the present moment. If they allow anything from the past to disrupt their concentration, it is instantly dismissed. Nor must anything from the future disturb them either. Just a few moments indulging themselves, imagining receiving the trophy, or celebrating with their friends, could mean losing the prize. It should be exactly the same with preparation for prayer. We need some sort of countdown to help drop out of the hectic lifestyle that we're living, that is often forced upon us, to prepare to turn on and tune into God. Just as different athletes find their own rituals, we need to find our own. It may be simply lying down for a rest, reading some spiritual or inspiring book, exercising, going for a swim, listening to music, or whatever helps us to relax. This is all part and parcel of the asceticism of the heart that is going to help us to enter into that time-free zone when we begin to pray. It is here that we can first begin to enter as fully as we can into the present moment by ridding ourselves of anything from the past or the future that can draw our attention away from fixing our gaze fully upon God. This is the only place on earth where time can touch eternity. In order to sanctify this place and consecrate it to God, the early monks first practiced private confession so that no past guilt or sin would disturb them. They even confessed the temptations that may induce them to sin in the future. God cannot be encountered in the past or in the future, but only, as de Caussade saw so clearly, in what he called the sacrament of the present moment. That is why he said that the present moment is always full of infinite treasures. It contains far more than you have the capacity to hold. This is the only moment where time touches eternity, and prayer is the offering that makes it a holy place, where the human and the divine first meet and mingle before being united.
You've been listening to David Torkington and How to Pray, A Practical Guide to the Spiritual Life. For more episodes in this series, visit discerninghearts.com, or you can find it in our free Discerning Hearts app or on many other streaming platforms.